It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico saw a spike in traffic fatalities in August. Preliminary data from the State Transportation Department and the University of New Mexico shows more than 40 people died on the state's roadways last month. That's more than any previous month this year. New Mexico also recorded 3 alcohol-related traffic deaths in August. In all, 60 alcohol-related traffic deaths have been recorded over the last 8 months, which is less than the same period during the previous 2 years. A temporary shelter housing migrant children in Tornillo will remain open at least until the end of the year. This is the third time the facility has renewed its contract since it opened in June. Sally Beauvais reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services announced Tuesday that the so-called Tent City in Tornillo will continue housing migrant children through the end of December. HHS also plans to increase the shelter's capacity to 3,800 beds. That's up from 400 earlier this summer. The facility was built to house undocumented minors who crossed into the U.S. alone or were separated from family members under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. HHS says the need to keep this site open is based on the volume of migrant children who continue to cross the border without a parent or guardian, not those who were separated from their families by immigration authorities. In West Texas, I'm Sally Beauvais.
And in more news, the Donina County Board of Commissioners voted yesterday to appoint a new county clerk. Michael Hernandez reports.
The Donina County Board of Commissioners voted 3-2 along party lines to appoint Dr. Amanda Lopez Askin as the next county clerk. Askin, a Democrat and former New Mexico State University student regent, will leave her job with the New Mexico Department of Health to fill the role. She replaces Democrat Scott Kraling, who resigned in August following a county investigation of an inappropriate relationship with former Chief Deputy Clerk Roseanne Vasquez. The Board of Commissioners' first motion to approve Askin failed by a vote of 2-3, as did subsequent motions for several other candidates. After Askin affirmed she would keep Lindsay Bachman on as chief deputy clerk, District 1 Commissioner Billy Garrett changed his no to a yes on a second vote. A Las Cruces native, Askin graduated from NMSU with a bachelor's degree in family and child science, a master's in family and consumer sciences, and a doctorate in educational leadership administration. She says increasing transparency will be a key focus under her management.
Transparency, communication, positivity, and really continuing this voter culture that they're creating and noticing all the good work that has been done. We cannot undersell that either, as much as there has been some challenges in the last several months connected to leadership. It doesn't mean that there hasn't also been a lot of good work done. And so hopefully I can be part of that team and I can continue that work.
From a 2015 identity theft and check cashing scam to multiple resignations, the county clerk's office has seen little stability in recent years. Commissioner Board Chair Ben Rawson says continuous scandals within the department means the county should look to an outside leader.
This is not an office that's running smoothly. This is an office that has had a fair amount of trouble and very public trouble. This is not an office where it's reasonable to just appoint someone from within because it's running smoothly. Statutory responsibilities are being dropped, with the focus of the office being on secondary tasks. The focus needs to return back to the role of the county clerk.
Commissioner Garrett disagreed with Rawson's assessment of the office.
I think it's a good office. I think there have been some very bad things that happened there, but I think we need to distinguish between those people who perpetrated, in some cases, crimes, and the bulk of the people who are there and are certainly there working now. It is very important to understand that this is an office that has done exemplary work on a number of fronts.
14 candidates applied for the vacancy, including Chief Deputy Clerk Bachman. While the Board of Commissioners voted 2-3 against Bachman filling the position, she says she was moved by the amount of support she received from those advocating on her behalf.
It's a very public process, and I think that whenever you have a chance to really understand how someone feels about you, it can be really powerful. So I'm encouraged by the comments, and I feel like they're reflective of the job that I've been doing. And so I take that away from this. A lot of what happened today was out of my control, and so to know that we have community backing for advancing voter engagement and kind of increasing the amount of people who participate in elections is awesome.
Askin says she looks forward to working with Bachman and will seek her input in adjusting to the role.
But I'm also going to have a long conversation with Lindsay because she knows what's going on. She knows the tone and temperature of what is happening now, and I'm going to take what she has into consideration, and I really believe in that she and I will work as a team. And it sounds like they have a lot of faith in her, and so I hope that as I get to know the staff and get to know what is going on, that at that point they'll have that faith in me as well.
County officials say Askin's swearing-in date will be scheduled soon. She will serve out the remainder of Kraling's term, which ends December 31st, 2020. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.